Welcome to Tap In. I'm your host, Martita Robinson. Tap In is a podcast dedicated to conscious women ready to get down to set natural weight point using the method of food freedom described in my books, The Happy Eater and Tap In. Check out the books on Amazon to learn more. Welcome. Hola, it's Monday. Get ready with me as I plan this day, as I pave the way to a successful, authentic eating day. So today I'm feeling really good. I'm sitting in front of a park, in front of a lake, a body of water. I don't know if it's a lake. I would call it a pond, a very large pond at a park with my baby in the back seat. He's sleeping. I have a cup of coffee. And I was just headed to my daughter's school because she's got some gold bears and gummy bears and whipped topping that she needs me to drop off. She's doing something fun and she needs this stuff. And I was supposed to bin have it and I forgot about it. So I got to run it up there. But I'm just reflecting on the weekend and I wanted you to just be in the process with me. I wanted to invite you in to perhaps get inspired for your future processing yourself. So this weekend went really good for me. I went to, it was a fun, full weekend. Saturday I did a function with the kids, a school function, and there was lots of goodies there and fun activities, which I love. Anything where I don't have to prep food or like think about things in any way is so freeing for me. And it's like always a win. You know, it's like you just got to bring your kids and you're good. They take care of everything else. That's like a win for me. It just feels like a blessing. So I didn't have to deal with their breakfast or lunch. They had so many fun activities for them. And so it was a really good day. We had some good food and we had fun. We just had a fun day together. Looking back, I'm not used to eating as much sweets as I did, but I wanted the sweets. So I would say, hey, that's a win, right? It's not like I would go out and buy the things for myself, but they were there and I wanted to try them. So I did, right? They gave us some like steak sandwiches at one point with a salad for lunch. And, but the bread was just too heavy. So I took the steak and I put it on the salad. And I would say that's a win for me because I'm really used to, but just eating it as a sandwich probably would have been my go-to before. But at this point of really honing in, I didn't want the bread, so I didn't have the bread. I put it on the lettuce. It was delicious. What else? What else were my wins? I had a lot of wins. You know, the things that I think about that are not wins is let's say with my kids, my trouble spots are my kids. If I go to cook something for them and it's there and I have to have restraint with not eating it because growing up, my parents were always like, you know, don't waste food. You're supposed to finish your plate, yada, yada. And so those are things that I have to actively relax through. So I'm on this thing of like, okay, I'm going to really go deeper into my authentic eating. So, you know, I pay attention. That's the thing about really making that statement in the beginning of the day, and I'm sorry, I'm congested. I got some sinus stuff going on. But that's the thing about really making that stand in the beginning of the day that I'm going to be an authentic eater today. You really pay attention, right? Starting the day and making that intention for yourself is important because that's going to guide you to making the right choices. So, you know, telling myself that, seeing their food, it's like, okay, just dump it. And that's what I do. I'll just dump it right away. Or if there's, you know, if it's not like something that, if it's something the kids would want to save and would want to eat, I'll put it away just because like chicken tenders, if they're going to heat it up later. We got some chicken tenders Saturday night. My husband bring dinner in and, you know, we wrap some of them up. But that's one of my biggest challenges. So, what are your challenges? I would definitely say think about the challenges that you have and bring it to the forefront of your mind so this way you can actively work through it when it comes up, right? And then the day will be easier. It'll be easier. So today, it's the beginning of the day for me. I'm gonna wait until I'm hungry, right? I started the day off with some apples. I wasn't too hungry this morning. So I just started with some light fruit. And now I'll just wait until I'm really hungry to figure it out. I don't wanna eat anything that's I don't want. So I'm gonna make sure that I'm hungry and I can really tap in and hone in on what I want for the day. I'm also planning dinner right now. I have to plan my dinner for the kids. It's good I plan early. So I have to think about that. And I've been thinking about it, and it's difficult. I have to say, it's difficult. I don't know what I want. And it could be because I'm congested and I just don't feel like it. Soup seems to be my go-to lately, so I'll probably make some nice soup because that sounds really good now that I say that. Some nice chicken curry soup, maybe with tofu and cauliflower. That sounds really good. So I'll probably do that. I'll stop at the store and grab those ingredients. Or if I have time here after I make this podcast, I'll go ahead and do an Instacart order so they can set that up. I'll go pick it up. And it'll be easy breezy. So I have dinner all planned out and I can cook that. There's lots of foods at home for me to grab from, which makes it really easy. So that way, when I am hungry, I can just go in the cupboard and grab something. One of the biggest challenges is I've had in the past is not having enough food in the fridge. You know, the cupboards are dry. Like I need to go shopping and then I'm hungry and I'm eating whatever's there. And that's complete disconnection for me. So, you know, having a stocked fridge, a stocked cupboard, really good stuff. I'm also working on the third and final book to my series. So I'm at this point where I want to do the fitness kind of toning, not fitness, but toning kind of thing where we're moving like the third book of the series about really creating the body you want. So moving into that, I'm starting to take notes of everything I need to do for this. I got to pick up a measuring tape and I have to figure out what I want for myself, figure out like, and I joined this group because they create these fitness plans for you because I don't have the energy or the time to commit to finding something. So I'm paying someone else to give it to me. So that's something that I'll be starting in April. I'll be doing a regimen of exercising because I do want to get fit. Taking that year and a half off of during pregnancy and with the baby, I'm ready to start doing some high intensity exercising again. So that's also coming up for me. And then writing that book because that's all part of it. This third part of the series has been, you know, something that should be done by now, I think. But again, this is the perfect time for it. This is exactly when it needs to be. So that'll be what I'm working on for April. I was thinking about doing like a group where we can all kind of do it together. If you're in the last stages, right, where you're ready to really you know, get the body you want and move into that, then let me know and we can do it together. You know, if I get enough feedback, then I'll go ahead. I would say five people. Five people reach out to me, I'll start a small little group. So you can reach out to me at martita@martitarobinson.com. And by April 1st, we can do this together and just see what 30 days will do. And for the first month, for this month, I will do it free. Because it'll be cool to have somebody there. And plus, it'll be awesome to give to get feedback from you guys and as I create this book. So if it's something you want to do, come on to my email and let me know. Again, and I said this before in the one of the episodes before, you have to be completely emotionally healed for this part of the journey, right? You should not have any emotional issues. And if you do, go to the happy eater. If me mentioning measuring tape triggered you, then you need to get down to the emotional eating, the happy eater podcast, because that means something in you is hurting over the idea of measuring yourself, right? Because like, I know I got ways to go and I don't mind measuring myself and I don't feel uncomfortable in any way because I love myself in any size. I love myself in any size, but I also know I'm going to be getting stronger doing these workouts, which is what I look forward to. I want muscle. I want to be fit. I want to run. I want to be able to be with my kids, like, you know, no problems as I run around the park with them. So that's my goal. And if that triggers you, then get to the happy eater. That's what you should be listening to. The emotional processing and healing part of it all. So yeah, that's the lineup. I'm going to have some soup today. I'm going to focus in on being hungry before I eat. I am going to make sure that my kids' food does not affect me. So I'm going to throw it out or wrap it up. I'm not going to go anywhere near it. As those little pushes from my little child self and my parents and grandparents and stuff telling me finish it, try to come in their voices. And yeah, I'm going to get some exercise today because I feel like my body needs it. Some nice yoga after the weekend or some Pilates. All right, let me know if you need any help. Spotify has this comment section. Come and let me know if you have any thoughts or something you want me to talk about. I'd love to hear from you. Talk soon.